anonymous from Jerusalem asks, I have a traditionally observant close relative who lives in Israel as I do. She couldn't understand how my yeshiva will not be taking off for Yom HaTzmaut. Please, could you advise the best way to respond to such a question in a way that someone coming from that more traditional and Zionistic background could understand? Thanks so much for making yourself available for our questions. Okay, without getting into the question of Yom HaTzmaut, yes, a yontif, not a yontif, a good day, bad day, ambivalent day, what you can tell your relative who comes from a traditional Zionistic background is that all Yomim Tovim, even if you hold that Yom HaTzmaut has the status of a minor yontif, the purpose of Yomim Tovim was to be able to devote oneself to Torah. In addition, the whole purpose of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says, is that we should be able to have a place to learn Torah and observe the Torah in the most conducive environment and atmosphere possible. And therefore, on the day that we got Eretz Yisrael and have our independence in Eretz Yisrael, I think the most proper way to celebrate the day would be by devoting oneself to Torah learning, to show that having Eretz Yisrael gave us the opportunity to have yeshivas and to have learning and to have an extra day where if you don't have to go to work, then devote it to Torah learning.